From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Joe Biden says he's counting on the party faithful in Delaware to go to the polls on Tuesday. From member station WRTI, Jim Hilgen reports on Biden's appearance at a rally Monday in Wilmington.
At a twilight election eve get-out-the-vote rally, Vice President Joe Biden ran down a list of Democratic accomplishments since 2008. Biden cited the rebirth of the nation's auto industry, health care overhaul, and infrastructure improvements. He says if Democrats get out and vote, the American people will win on Election Day.
This election is a choice. It is not a referendum. It is a choice. And these guys, this party, which I call the new party of repeal and repeat, repeal all the progress we've made and repeat everything that they did before.
In Delaware, Democrat Chris Coons is running against Tea Party-backed Republican Christine O'Donnell for the Senate seat once held by the vice president. For NPR News, I'm Jim Hilgen in Wilmington, Delaware.
The U.S. Commerce Department is reporting both lower consumer incomes and spending for the month of September. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has details.
Economists had anticipated incomes would rise. Instead, they fell by a tenth of a percent last month. The Commerce Department said it was because the previous month had been inflated by emergency unemployment benefits. Consumers spent modestly in September, up 0.2% from the previous month, but spending had been increasing at a faster rate. This all raises questions about whether consumers will buy goods and services during the upcoming holiday season. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Germany has extended its ban on cargo aircraft from Yemen to include passenger flights. As Larry Miller reports from London, the advisor to Yemen's prime minister is now in the British capital and says it seems as if the world is only now waking up to the al-Qaeda threat in his country.
The scientific name for the problem is pseudobulbar effect, or PBA, and it typically causes inappropriate or uncontrolled.
Authorities in Greece suspect political extremists are behind a series of mail bombs addressed to three foreign embassies and the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy. One parcel exploded and injured a delivery worker. Authorities say they see no link between the Greek incident and the Yemen-based plot to bomb the United States. Greece has been hit by occasional bomb attacks since the controversial police killing of a teenager in 2008. A Dallas man is facing more than 2 years in federal prison for threatening President Obama. Brian Miller could have received up to 5 years after pleading guilty to posting a threat against the president on the website Craigslist last March. Authorities say they tracked him down through his email address. This is NPR News. The FDA has approved a drug for a condition sometimes called emotional incontinence. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, it affects people whose brains have been damaged by disease or injury.
The scientific name for the problem is pseudobulbar effect, or PBA, and it typically causes inappropriate or uncontrollable laughing or crying. Researchers think PBA is a result of damage to areas of the brain involved in expressing emotions. That can happen in diseases including multiple sclerosis, ALS, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. It can also result from a stroke or head injury. A trial of the drug called Nudexta found that it could reduce inappropriate emotional outbursts by about half. Avanir, the company that makes the drug, says it should be available to patients in early 2011. It's expected to cost somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 a year. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The New Hampshire Democratic Party has been having telecommunications problems across the state one day before midterm elections. Party Executive Director Michael Brunel says local campaign offices in 11 counties are being affected. He says two phone and internet providers have not pinpointed the problem. The party also alerted the State Attorney General's office as a precaution. In 2002, a scheme to disrupt a Democratic state get-out-the-vote effort succeeded by jamming telephones led to a lawsuit against Republicans. That case was settled for $135,000. U.S. stocks closed mixed after a choppy trading session, and ahead of Tuesday's elections, the Dow gained 6 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.